Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in. Hey guys.
Hi, queens.
Welcome back to the pod. What a fun week of love this past week was.
Truly, honestly,
I feel like
it was
never noticed
Valentine's.
So much Valentine's Day stuff in my life. Like, I feel like this year people went hard. Or is that just
my
me?
My theory, like every single year, and we said this the same thing, for the holidays, I think every single year people are going harder and harder and harder progressively. Like,
the
I just
amount
feel like there's so
of,
much content.
Like, and Galentine's events that were happening was just shocking.
We went
like,
to so many.
I considered throwing one, but after all the invites and things, I was like, I do not need to do this. Like, there are so many happening. I don't even like Valentine's Day. Like, I'm good. Gonna set this one out. But it was like so crazy how many, and I feel like it was like a 3-week thing, like literally.
Oh yeah, I
people
just
went
to
so
one
hard
today, and it's after Valentine's Day, but it was really cute. It's cute. It's like funny how short this month
so
is
cute.
Because I swear it's like already almost over, and I just feel like the whole entire month now is for Galentine's and Valentine's. Well, mainly Galentine's, honestly. Like,
yes.
Valentine's is one day, but Galentine's is the whole month.
Yeah.
But I feel like with the rise of, like, Pinterest and viral content, and people are figuring out, like, when you do these things before the holiday, it'll go viral. So that's why I feel like we're just seeing more and more and more. And I think we're going to keep seeing more and more.
Yeah, and hosting too in general. So whenever there's an opportunity for hosting, I feel like people are really jumping on those themes. Mm-hmm. So
just
honestly,
cute and
really
fun.
Cute. I love
fun
it.
For the girlies.
Yeah. Love that. Okay. Well, yeah, so much of that. Any updates since we last chatted?
Let's see. Okay. We had some events throughout the week that were super fun.
I think Aaron Fader was first, right? Out of all
Aaron
of the stuff. Aaron Fader's event at the Mission Pacific Hotel in Oceanside, which is honestly so stunning.
It's so cute.
The rooms were so cute. And even though the weather was so bad, that was like during the 3 days of rain that SoCal had. It was still just, honestly, it was giving cozy vibes, and the rooms there were so cute, and then the event itself was really fun. Saw all the Erin Fader girlies, got to see all her jewelry, all her new stuff coming out, and it's just fun to connect since she doesn't live here anymore. So yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a cute event. So that one, and then we had, well, actually the first one, we celebrated Riley's birthday on Saturday. Alyssa was feeling a little sicky.
Unfortunately, I was under the weather and I could not figure out what it was. And then I realized, you guys, my period came, what's today? So like 4 days early from when it normally does. And I don't know if I've mentioned this on the pod yet, but I recently stopped my birth control at the end of December. And so the internet and everyone says it takes about 3 months for your body to adjust and regulate back to normal hormones, basically. So my first period off of the pill was totally normal, totally on time. Like, I was like, okay, great. Like, this is good. Mm-hmm. Things are normal. So I didn't think anything of it, but I feel like I did start to get period symptoms, but I was like, oh, interesting. Like, I'm still a week away. They're probably just coming early, whatever. And then it literally hit me on Saturday or Friday. Was it Friday? Like Friday night, it started getting really bad. And then I unexpectedly started my period on Saturday. So I was just like, out. Like, it was all the things, headaches, not a little bit of nausea, cramps, just feeling so exhausted and tired after doing nothing. And then I was like, And then I got my period and I'm like, wow, it all makes sense. I was like, that makes sense. So unfortunately, I canceled my plans this weekend because I thought I could potentially be sick. And I was like, with all the stuff going around right now with the flu, norovirus, I've been seeing people talk about. I don't know. I was like, I don't want to risk it. I don't want to get people sick. So probably just better to stay home and rest. So unfortunately, had a little FOMO resting from home, but it's okay.
Yeah, honestly, the flu is gnarly going around right now.
Yeah.
So better safe than sorry.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, we went to Lumi, which is an amazing sushi restaurant downtown San Diego. Highly recommend. That was really cute. And then today there was a little Galentine's Day party for some girlies in San Diego from Taylor Toro. Shout out Taylor Toro. She's the cutest. That was kind of my weekend. And then tomorrow we have contractors starting to do our ba master bathroom renovation. I'm really excited, but I am not looking forward to having contractors here every single day. It's gonna be overstimulating and also limiting for like the things I can do, which is gonna be annoying, but it's okay. It's only like hopefully a little bit over a month, and I'm really excited to have a new bathroom.
Yeah,
So that's my
super
update.
exciting.
What, any other updates from you?
Yes, I did get micro channeling done, a micro channeling facial, after Aaron's event.
Ooh.
So this is the second time I've done it, but the first time was kind of a while ago. So we're gonna try to do three treatments of it to see how it does. And I feel like it really is very similar to micro needling, but it's not as abrasive and insane and crazy. It's you do numb a little bit, but that's pretty much it, I think. I'm not too sure what the main differences are, but I just know it's the recovery time isn't as crazy. And I feel like I start to see results in my skin, like smaller pores. It's supposed to really target like pigmentation,
Love
wrinkles, or like
that.
aging. It's supposed to like help with collagen and like, because basically you're like piercing the skin enough to where it like has to heal itself, so it like produces all the things. So yeah, we're gonna do three treatments of it. So like once a month for the next 3 months and just see what that does for my skin. So I'm really excited about that. And
Love
what
that.
else? Facial. And then I stayed home all weekend because I thought I was sick. The things we go through as women. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I feel like the weather was kind of rainy and it was like super rainy this past week. So not too much. But yeah, and then I feel like that's pretty much it, honestly. So yeah. Okay, what is your influence of the week this week?
Okay, my influence of the week is unexpected because I truly wrote off this show from the start. And Melissa and I have talked about it. I'm sure you guys have heard of the show Severance on Apple TV. I feel like it's like really hard to get into, but once you're in, it's like amazing and also insane. Wait.
What?
Wait, can you say? Okay, sorry. Never mind. I
Oh,
thought
I
I
just
cut
muted myself. No, I just muted
out.
myself because I was drinking water and I thought it was going to be really loud. And also,
No, you're
Dexter
good.
kind of like barked a little. So then I was like, maybe he's going to bark a little
Okay,
more.
I
So it's
heard
totally
something. We're trying out a new platform, you guys, so
Can you
that's
tell? Is the
why.
audio
Yeah.
different?
Hopefully it's not too different, but that's I literally
Hopefully
just thought I cut
better.
out.
Oh no. I'm really into this mute button because it's
I
really
know.
smart that like to have
I
that.
know.
So if
It
I mute
really
myself,
is.
sorry, didn't mean to shock you there.
No,
But
I was like, wait, I don't think. Okay, anyways, yes, yeah, so Severance. Okay. It is so good. It's insane. Like, actually, the storyline and the actors, it's so good. I'm telling Alyssa she should watch it because I feel like it's like mystery thriller. I feel like you're trying to like solve whatever's happening as it goes on, and it's like you're yelling at the TV screen sometimes. And like, I guess Josh is so into it, and we have like his whole group of friends is so into it, and there's all kinds of Reddit theories like all over. The
That's
actors are
so
like
funny.
blowing up. It's so good. It's at first I was just like really creeped out because it's like now I just feel like 9 to 5s and okay, never mind. I'm not gonna finish that, but like it just makes like the 9 to 5 seem so crazy and dystopian, but it is really crazy because I feel like this is something that could actually happen. So it's like unsettling a little bit.
Andrew loves
But
the show and he's
it's
been watching
so
it, but he
good.
watched it and he said that he didn't think I would like it, so I never joined him for
I
it and it kind of
think
just
you
became his
would.
show. So now I feel like I need to watch an episode or two to.
It took like literally 4 to get me to stick, and Josh was forcing me. Like,
Okay.
I don't know. It just like, but then it gets really crazy, and then it ends on like the biggest plot twist, and so I'm kind of hooked. But people are like absolutely loving the show, and it's so cool because a normal freaking person pitched it, wrote it and pitched it because he worked at a door supply company, and he had this random idea. Like he had this idea for the show, and it's blowing up now. It's like one of Apple TV's like biggest shows, and he's like a
Love that for
normal
him.
guy. I know, it's so cool. And like he said, a lot of people said no, and then finally like Apple TV produced it. And so I don't know. It's just so good, you guys. Like, honestly, here's your sign to watch it. You have to get past like
I feel like
four
if you're
episodes.
into it, I could
I
totally be into
know.
it. So, okay.
So
I'll tell
that added a little
Andrew.
excitement to my life. But also, I will say, like, you have to pay attention. As we were talking about this earlier, like, we love to be double tasking, working on our phones, like, while we're watching
Yeah.
stuff. But, like, this is really annoying because I can't be on my phone, which I guess is good because I'm, like, actually fully in this show. But I have missed my post time, like, 2 times this week because
Because
I
of the
literally.
show. Oh my
Because like I'm
gosh.
not doing anything at night, and that's like seriously, like I'll at least prep it at night. But then, okay, wait, I also need to say another influence because I started using the Hatch finally, but
I'm
also
screaming. Oh
it's
my gosh.
But however, it is a mix of Severance and the Hatch because the Hatch didn't go off for me today, and I think I accidentally turned it off last night, and I need to like figure out how this works, like how the snooze. I think I like turned it off on accident. I don't know. So it was a mix. But yeah, the Hatch is really cool. I thought I broke it and I didn't break it. So that's
Love
good.
that.
That's why I wasn't using it. It's so cool.
It's, yeah,
It's
it's like
literally so cool.
I
Like there's like
love using it to go to
meditations and
bed, and we like have it so it has like the night light that dims over, I think, 30 minutes is the amount of time we selected. And then once it's dim and it's off, then we have ocean
Oh, okay. I
sounds
need to
playing
like set
for,
all
I think
this
it's 8
stuff.
hours or something. So,
Oh my God, love
yeah.
that. It's so cool. The sounds are like so good. Like
Yeah.
the sound bowls, they're actually so good. I'm like very, very shocked by how good this invention is, honestly. Get
Yeah,
the
it's
Hatch, you guys,
definitely worth
okay?
the hype. Yes.
Okay,
So
wish I was sponsored by them, honestly. Okay, what's your influence of the week?
Mine is just a very simple one this week. I just feel like I need to mention that I think I'm Z Supply's biggest fan and they don't even know
I'm
it.
screaming.
They have such good basics and I feel like the quality is so good. We've talked about this, how Zara, their like baby tees used to be so soft and then they randomly switched materials and it's not the same anymore. And I feel like Z Supply just has really good basics. I feel like they're known for their lounge and cozy collection. I have so many different sets from them. But they started doing basics, just tees, crop tees, boxy tees, and they're so soft and cozy. And then they also have normal like normal-ish clothes, I would say. Like I got that black, it's like a black satiny set from them. It's like
Yeah,
black
it's so
satin
cute.
flowy pants and then a black crop button-down shirt. I wore it and posted on my stories a couple days ago, and that's Z Supply, and I feel like you wouldn't think that is Z Supply. And then I also feel like their pricing is pretty affordable for what it is, because some brands be charging so much money for basics, but I feel like Z Supply is affordable, good quality, and yeah, so I'm obsessed. I love their stuff. So just wanted to shout out Z Supply this week as my influence because I bought a lot of it from Swirl Boutique at Swirl's event that we went to last weekend. So yeah,
Yeah, I love
that
them.
is my influence this week. And then this week's episode, you guys, so excited. 2025 spring trends. We just kind of did some research and we were like, is it too early to do this? Is it not? But I just feel like the speed that this year is flying at, we need to be prepared for spring. And so we might as well dive into it this week. So
True.
did some research and we're going to share what's going to be trending, what's been on the runways for the season and everything. So I feel like this will be really fun and easy. So I feel like we can just dive in, and I feel like we all know that the Pantone color of the year is Mocha Mousse. So just like a very light brown color.
Yeah,
Yeah.
literally like
So
what you would think of when you think about chocolate mousse.
yeah, just a nice light, fluffy, neutral brown, which I love. So excited about. So that's Pantone color of the year, but then I also saw an article from Harper's Bazaar and they're saying basically like the whole burgundy vibe, but they're calling it dark cherry red, is going to be very strong this year again, and that they've seen it on a lot of runways and all of that. So kind of loving
Good
that
for
as well.
you and
I know,
your
I've really invested in
investment
my wardrobe.
wardrobe. Yeah.
So yeah, really excited for that as a color. You had mentioned some colors that you saw
Yeah,
potentially.
I see a lot of girls talking about for spring pistachio green. Specifically, I saw a few girls in a few different videos talk about it. I feel like I could definitely see that because I feel like last year they also said butter yellow again, but I feel
Yeah.
like people love doing a new color every year, so we'll see. I'm definitely doing yellow again, but I could definitely see like a pistachio green making a little entrance.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely pastels
Like
for
pastel.
spring,
Yeah,
and then every year
pastel.
people just name the color something different for some
Yeah, like
variety.
every year people find like their color obsession and then it's
Yeah.
everywhere.
So definitely, obviously, pastels for springs as well. Another big trend that we saw was, can you hear that motorcycle outside my window?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's okay. Summertime prep was another big one that we saw. And so basically, have you been seeing shirts from every brand, basically, like affordable and fast fashion, of just kind of like the mini stripes of multiple colors? It looks like someone like threw a color on a shirt in different stripe in stripes, and like it's just like browns and oranges and yellows and blues and greens, just like very,
And they're like polos, kind of.
yeah, they can be, yeah. So I just feel like, yeah,
Yes, like
stripes all of a
stripes.
sudden are everywhere.
Yeah, I saw someone talk about like, I forget what they called it. They called it like literally like a fisherman vibe, like fisherman nautical. Like that's like the
Honestly,
vibe people
yes.
are. I mean, it kind of goes into like preppy in
Yeah.
general, but they said for spring, like specifically, it's giving cute fisherman, but make it
Interesting.
chic.
Okay, love that. And then yeah, like you just said, kind of like polos with the stripes as well too. So I've seen like where it's just a long sleeve shirt with stripes, but also the polos. with like
Oh,
the
yes.
like the button, like three buttons or whatever, and a collar. Yeah, definitely interesting. Super cute. Not sure. I feel like for me personally, it'll depend on what color the stripes are if I would wear this shirt or not, but most likely not, unless it's a very neutral based striped shirt. Because, like, no to the oranges, no to like greens, blues. Like, I don't know. It's giving, they're giving chaotic, but they're supposed to, and that's the trendiness of it. But along with polos, a brand in general that we feel like has been popping off lately is Polo Ralph Lauren. Like, truly just started seeing it everywhere. I feel like it started in winter with the teddy bear sweaters. All of a sudden, those were everywhere, and I feel like it's being carried into spring as a brand as well too, which love that. Super preppy again.
I feel like the specific like polo. Wait, is Polo Ralph Lauren like, is that just a sub
Yeah.
section of, okay, so it's
Of
like
Ralph
called
Lauren.
Polo. Okay. I think specifically
I
those like
think it's
polo,
the men. Is that the men's?
I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. I'm getting it confused, but it sounds like
Huh.
you're right. But I feel like those hats specifically are going to be really trendy for spring.
Like the dad hats?
The dad hats with the Polo
The little
Ralph
horse
Lauren
on it?
logo. Yeah, I just saw they released like some cute spring colors. I just got the pink one, and I feel like people are just, I'm noticing them a lot. So I feel like that's going into the whole like preppy spring, summertime prep vibe. Yeah, they came
Cute.
out with a lot of cutie little spring colors. So I feel like go grab
Love
one.
that. Love that. Okay. And then another big one too is fringe. Just a lot. I've seen so many brands, high-end and affordable, with suede fringe jackets, because I feel like that's another trend, is like suede is going to be really big. But fringe, and then I feel like that falls into obviously festival season, country, summertime. Like, I feel like that kind of carries through, but just that boho chic vibe with, lace, belts, like stacked belts, all that. But
I think Chloe, I think their runway show specifically people were obsessed with, and I think it was a lot of like boho chic. And for some reason, like it's always been that way, but for some reason, I feel like it's sticking and people are like really into it right now. So yeah, I feel like every time I am starting to see this, but every time I do see it around this time, I just assume it's for Coachella. So, but I
Like
do like a
fringe
boho chic,
or boho.
like just boho in general, but I do like a boho vibe for the summer. So yeah, cute,
Yeah,
cute, cute.
super cute. So those are some main ones that we saw. And then we also just did a bunch of research, all of the articles online. Like, if you Google 2025 spring trends, I feel like all the main magazines do research on this and post a bunch. So we kind of just pulled some from that. And yeah, so we have a list that we'll go over and kind of just talk about if we're going to do it, if we like it, what our thoughts are initially. Side note, also, I don't know if you can hear Dexter whining at my door, but
Oh my God, that's what that
Andrew's out of town right now, so I have to.
was.
I'm in my room with the door shut, because if he came in here, I don't think he would stay quiet. And you guys know he's tappy toes, so if he gets up and starts walking around, it's very loud and distracting. So I have the door shut and I can just hear him whining there,
He's like, Mom,
unfortunately. And I
please.
know. I'm like, unfortunately, your tappy toes are a little too loud for the podcast. But okay. So the one of the first things is what they call soft futurism. This one, I feel like, is definitely interesting, and would probably be a specific niche. I don't know. It's more of just metallic fabrics, more of like that liquid like textures or just iridescent shiny finishes. They're saying it's very tech inspired accessories. So I feel like it's very runway, very high fashion. And I definitely see a lot of metallic-y fabrics in terms of like tops or skirts. I don't know personally for me if that's something I envision myself wearing, unless it's like a really cool silver metallic outfit. I feel like metallic is hard because it can look cheap really fast if not
Remember
done right.
when the silver pants were so popular and like everyone had them?
Yeah, I'm sure I still have mine.
Same. I
But
feel
yeah.
like that's the only way I would see it, but yeah, I don't really feel like there's a place for that for me right now at all.
Yeah,
It's not
so
something I'll be doing.
definitely interesting on that one. Maybe more fall, kind of New York Fashion Week type vibes. I could see that being later in the year, maybe. Not spring. I don't know, at least for me.
I
Okay, so
agree.
the next one is 90s and Y2K revival, still going strong. I feel like these are basically essentials or staples at this point, but just cargo pants and maxi denim skirts. So just kind of bigger, flowier, bigger, flowy clothing. And then with like baby tees and tube tops. So like that trend where it's like big bottoms, little top.
I mean, I love that. I feel like that's
Yeah.
always
I feel like
a
that's
good
really cute,
go-to.
easy to style, an easy trend to do, like super easy to do with things you already have in your closet and also things that are flattering for your body and that make you feel good. I feel like this is a really, I guess, large, like kind of open-ended trend where there's a lot of takes on it, basically. So it's not super niche or a small category, if that makes sense. And then they're also saying ultra low rise everything, which I feel like is still kind of the vibe. Like I love Abercrombie's, what, I always get the name mixed up, but it's Abercrombie's ultra loose baggy jeans, I think.
Okay, I
Ultra
need to get a new
loose.
pair.
Because they
Like,
have low
remember?
rise. Oh, they have baggy and they have ultra loose, I think. And I
And you
think
get
it's the
ultra loose. I
ultra
don't think I've
loose
tried ultra loose.
is baggier than baggy and they're low
Okay, I'm
rise.
writing this down
So
because.
ultra loose or ultra baggy.
Okay.
Now I'm so confused.
Wait, I think it's ultra.
Whatever the ultra
I can't
is.
remember. Okay.
Let
I
me
need to look
look
this
it
up
up.
because I think I definitely have the relaxed one and I feel like it's just
I feel
not
like
doing it enough.
relaxed at this point is not even baggy. Like it's
No,
not compared to the
it's not.
styles they have now.
Yeah,
Let
jeans are
me
so hard for
see.
me because I literally have to go and take the extra step to tailor them every single time because of my height.
Girl, I
They're
am
just
telling
always
you need
so.
petite.
Oh, yeah. Wait, where am I like
You need
getting jeans? Oh, Revolve
Abercrombie.
doesn't have
Oh, okay,
petite.
yes.
So like
Right.
all the denim I get from there is just like not even wearable. Okay, yeah, you reminded me I actually need to do a whole like denim refresh because a lot of my Abercrombie jeans were the distressed ones. And I just feel like distressed
Oh,
denim
yeah.
is not a thing anymore, which is so funny.
I feel like, okay, wait.
Like,
I feel like minimal chic distressed is so like one cut at the knee. That's it. But not the
like
distress
even
that's all
maybe that.
over.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I feel like though I'm not leaning toward any cuts in the knees. Like I feel like
I
that's like
don't
not
either,
the
but I
vibe
still
right
like
now.
that.
I like
But I don't know if I would wear them.
I honestly could not tell you the last time I put on a pair of jeans that had holes in it, which is so funny. how trends come and
Those,
go.
remember the Abercrombie jeans and the Zara ones that hit so
Oh,
hard?
yeah, that's like specifically what I'm talking about. And I just have
Yes.
so many like that. And now I'm just like, do I wait for this to come back or do I
Yes, they'll come
donate
back.
these? Because
Oh my
I have
gosh.
so many, literally so many. And I don't even know where the ones that are like my clean jeans are. I need to do a little shopping and at Abercrombie. But anyways, yeah, love a
Yes.
low rise. Need more. I love my
I'm
favorite is like a corset or like a tank top that like kind of goes past your belly button and then you have low rise, so it's like not too much skin, but I just feel like it's so flattering. I don't know what it is. I just think
okay,
that
found
combo is
them
so
on the
flattering.
website on Abercrombie. They are the low rise ultra loose. So there's the
Okay,
ultra
low
loose
rise,
and the
ultra
baggy,
loose.
and the ultra loose is looser than the baggy.
Okay. I will be
Yeah.
getting those after this.
So cute. So yeah, love that. I feel like that's just such easy styling for wardrobe styling, just like classic wardrobe and summer vibes, just very, very easy to do. The next one I'm really into. I feel like it's sheer and just second skin dressing. So think mesh, chiffon, layers. I feel like Miu Miu does this so well, and I feel like they're always the inspo with just different layers and different textures and just more minimal. So like slip dresses or bodycon silhouettes and a lot of lingerie inspired styling. So lace, corsets. I feel like, again, this is also a very versatile trend, if that makes sense, because I feel like I could see it for me, but I can also see it for you, but it
Yeah,
would be styled so
totally.
differently.
So different. Yeah, because I feel like it kind of goes into more of the like soft aesthetic, like soft girly
Yeah.
vibe, which is how I would.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Wear it.
Right, but it could also just be neutral
Yeah.
colors, minimal, more about kind of the layer and the textures versus color. And yeah, I feel like so cute. So I feel like I definitely see myself doing that. And I feel like, yeah, lacy vibes for an elevated chic kind of style would be really exciting. I feel like for the next one, I keep seeing these two words next to each other, and it's so interesting how a lot of different articles or websites all kind of say the same thing. And I'm like curious if they come up with that or if one person says it and then everyone just runs with it. But playful maximalism, I feel like I've been seeing everywhere any research, and that I don't know if this is for me. But it's basically just very bold graphic prints, maybe even psychedelic patterns. Again, not for me.
I'm like, would love to see where we're wearing psychedelic patterns. Like, what? Interesting. Yeah.
That part I was just kind of like question mark, but it also says 3D embellishments, just again, oversized bows, floral appliques. Like, I feel like we've seen
Definitely that before.
And I feel like we've seen a lot of big bows from the holidays and then definitely for all the Valentine's Day, Galentine's stuff happening. And I feel like that is just going to carry right into spring. Like, that is not stopping.
Yeah.
And then just adding in floral versions of that, basically. So
I feel like which is so interesting. I honestly couldn't tell if we were going to be done with bows this year, which I definitely think it's way more toned down than it was last year. But yeah, I'm kind of like, I'm glad it's still here, but I like could not tell if it was like just the year.
I feel like it's always hard to tell. How do people know? I don't know. I mean, I guess the runways say it in the fashion predictor books and whatnot, but and then just in general mix and match textures. It's like a tongue twister. I love adding textures in. I feel like that really brings an outfit to life, and I think it's so fun when you see outfits with different textures and people kind of mixing and matching and playing. So I definitely feel like I could see myself doing that, obviously with a neutral twist. But yeah, super interesting that it's titled Playful Maximalism.
Yeah, I know.
So yeah, that's what that means. And then the next one is earthy and sustainable chic. So this is definitely more my vibe. Natural dye tones, just I think more muted colors in general. So sage, terracotta, sky blue, more earthy, just toned down. And then with an emphasis on organic and recycled fabrics. I know if you go on Revolve, they have a whole section that is called the cotton shop. And the cotton shop, it's cotton with a big C. And so I feel like they really focus on those kinds of fabrics and materials where I'm pretty sure it's recycled and it's just a better material to use. So I feel like that's what this is talking about. And just, is it just me or have you seen people talking about investing into more pieces that are more cotton based versus polyester?
Oh my God, yes. They're saying to remember it. Someone said, this is how I remember it. Someone's grandma always told her to stay away from Polly and Esther. Like, stay away from those girls, Polly and Esther. Like, they're horrible for you. So, like, that's how you can remember it because I wouldn't have remembered it. So, yeah, everyone's saying, like, polyester is, like, actually extremely bad. And I think it's toxic for you. Not toxic, but I don't know what the word is, honestly.
It burns really easily. And when it burns, it releases really bad chemicals. Yeah. So, yes.
I'm like looking this up. Actually, don't know. It's just, this isn't actually giving me a clear answer. I thought it was like actually bad.
No, like, it definitely is.
Okay. Okay, polyester can be bad for your skin.
I think it's a cheaper. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, it contains chemicals from the manufacturing process that more easily leads to like reactions, and it's just there's like more chemicals involved. I think
that's the vibe. Whereas cotton is a natural fiber. Okay, that makes sense. So cotton is natural, and polyester is man-made. So literally making it with chemicals.
That makes a lot more sense.
Whereas cotton is not.
So we can say Polly and Esther are fake. That's how you can remember it.
But honestly, I think so many clothes are made with polyester. So it's
Oh my God,
honestly,
like so hard to avoid it.
So yeah, the goal is just to incorporate more cotton or natural fibers and materials and all that. And another thing that they are categorizing under this is also just handcrafted details. So I feel like this was a big trend last year, but crochet.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to definitely come back. I could see it.
And just like patchwork as well. I don't know. It's giving very boho in a way.
Yeah. I feel like every year they say boho is going to be like such a big trend for spring. And it's like.
And then it's not.
It's like we see it, but like it's not like crazy. But I feel like they're really emphasizing it this year.
They're really pushing it. They really want this to happen.
They like they this year it's going to happen. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So that's that one. The next one is statement accessories, which I love. So oversized tote bags, big woven baskets for spring, and just sculptural jewelry. So chunky jewelry, big jewelry, chunky silver, anything with, how do you say that? Asymmetry?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. For some reason in my head, that sounded asymmetry.
Yeah.
And another thing is pearl accents. So love statement accessories and also sunglasses, which is so fun. So I feel like the sporty sunglasses, you know, the big ones that wrap around your head and that are oversized frames. That's what it's giving. I got those big YSL wraparound ones from, I think it was like Easy Contacts or some and website. And you know what?
They have really good stuff, you guys. Little
and, yes.
Tip. Like, go to Easy Contacts, E, letter E, letter Z, Contacts. They, for some reason, have these like designer sunglasses literally half off.
Like, you know, my glasses did not come with a Saint Laurent case. So maybe it's kind of leftover quantities. Yeah, it's giving, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but this website's legit and they like they're actually legit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I love those sunglasses. Yeah. So very excited about statement accessories because I feel like there was a period where people were like necklaces are out, no necklaces at all, and I honestly didn't love that because I feel like I love wearing necklaces. So
I accidentally do that like all the time because I always forget my necklaces. But
remember when you wore like 10 necklaces at a time?
Yes, and they were all pearls. Like, honestly, I love, oh my God, this is my time to shine. Like the pearls, I'm obsessed with. All my jewelry is pearls for spring and summer.
I have actually so much like pearl jewelry too, but then I stopped wearing it when necklaces were thing anymore.
I added another pearl stack.
Cute. To my finger.
I know, I just love pearls. I feel like pearls spring and summer are so perfect. I love it so much. They're so beautiful. And I love how they don't like rust in the shower. Like, I love that so much. And yeah, I feel like I just love statement jewelry for spring and summer too, specifically. It's always,
well, I feel like it helps make an outfit, especially with summer. If you're wearing a bikini or a swimsuit and you're trying to make it into more of an outfit and less of a bikini,
so true.
Then adding statement jewelry is so cute. And I feel like it elevates the outfit, you know?
Yeah, true. Cause there's not like that much you can do.
And right, because there's not a lot of clothing involved.
You can layer and everything.
Yeah. Super cute. Okay, love that. Statement accessories. The next one is vibrant color blocking. And this has Danielle's name written all over it. I feel like I'm more of a monochrome
this reminds
girl.
Me. This like reminds me of like 2 years ago when like I did this so well, like, 2-ish years ago with the suits. I need to bring that back. Like, where are those clothes? Like when we were just always – we were so about Source Unknown.
And oh, my God.
We would have literally – first of all, I need to go back on the website because,
first of
like,
all, they got so something... expensive. They're so okay. expensive now.
Like 2 years ago, we like hit a jackpot and no one knew about it. I swear. Like, I feel like every single suit they had in every single color, like your colors and my colors. And mm-hmm. just they were doing things so well. And I just felt like I could color block so easily with that brand. Wish they came back, but love a color blocking moment. I feel like
yeah, the examples so they give on this is like hot pink with olive green and okay. cobalt blue and marigold. So like bold statement colors and color blocking, which okay, is interesting.
Interesting.
And then also monochrome looks in bold saturated hues.
Love that. So
I feel like monochrome is always in season, always mm-hmm. in style, is always so chic. Like, love all black, love all white, love mm-hmm. all burgundy. Anytime I wear all beige, does so well. Just mm-hmm. monochrome hits, I feel like. So, but yeah, the trend itself says vibrant color blocking, but that's not me. So,
yeah,
make it me and do my colors. So, which is, I feel like, what you do with a trend.
Yeah.
Anyway,
make your own.
Okay, next one. Also love relaxed tailoring, so wide leg trousers with structured blazers. I've been seeing structured blazers yeah. everywhere and I'm obsessed. I feel like just taking your basic blazer, I don't know, I've been seeing so many different cuts of blazers lately where people are doing more cinched waist or they're more balloon, or you guys know we love a good shoulder pad. Just mm-hmm. anything that adds structure is so good. And then with the suits, also the Bermuda shorts suits. So like the Bermuda shorts yeah. with the blazer. I feel like that's so chic. I'm so excited about that. I definitely want to find. I feel like the Frankie shop would probably do something like that. Probably. But obviously once it's a little more spring, summer. And then just deconstructed and asymmetric cuts. I feel like just very interesting cuts, unique cuts where like one side is high and the other side is low, or just kind of like a diagonal cut, or I've been seeing so many different things and I feel like I'm loving it.
Cute. Yeah. I can't wait to see these. I feel like I need a little like blazer refresh. I'm kind of bored of my blazers.
Yeah. No, I just feel like I can't remember which brands, but obviously Helsa, I feel like, is a big one. I feel like whenever they start to do stuff with their blazers, everyone starts to do it. Like, they started doing the cinched waist, and then all of a sudden, I feel like cinched waist was everywhere.
Yeah.
Just different cuts. Or the cut of a blazer that's kind of like a mid. So it's not like a full-length blazer, and then it's not a cropped blazer, but it's like a mid-length blazer. Oh, okay. I don't know what they call that, but I feel like I've been seeing that also.
Wait, like up to your belly button?
No, like lower. Like maybe your waist, but boxy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Relaxed tailoring. Love suits. Love a good suit set. I feel like it's so chic. And I feel like you can't go wrong with that, so...
Yeah.
And then just some other trends we've been noticing lately. Capris.
Yeah. I feel kinda. Like every single year they're like, we're going to do it. This is the year capris is like mainstream. But I keep seeing this. Like all the fashion girlies on TikTok are saying capris are going to be the main thing. Like that's going to be the main entrance into spring. Like with a little kitten heel, which is super cute. I feel like I could see it happening, but like, I don't know. I need to like play around with it, but I think it's like so cute. I'm starting to see really cute sets.
Yeah. I feel like last year when it was happening for me, I was like, absolutely not. That is not me. And then now that it's coming back around, I'm like, okay,
it's giving myself spring.
Maybe dabbling. Like I feel like the capris, like you said, with kitten heels and like an oversized blazer with a slick bun. Chic.
Yeah. And like, I'm seeing two piece sets on Revolve, a lot of them, and they're literally so cute. Like, I'm seeing a lot of like gingham ones for spring.
Wait, you're talking about really tight cute capris, right?
Yeah.
Not like
tight capris.
Shorts. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And it's giving like cutie workout sets. I'm also seeing workout sets with capris.
Wait, I have a set from 437 that is capris. Cute. The only thing I need help with is if you're wearing the capri, right? What mm-hmm. Pilates sock are you wearing? Because you have your capri that goes below your knee.
Oh, true.
And then you have your crew sock that comes up. And then you have the most awkward amount of leg.
Okay, showing. I feel like you have to be wearing, I think you have to be wearing the ankle ones, like the ones that like don't go up your ankle, like the short ankle ones.
Yeah.
Okay. I think those ones. But like also like what shoes are you wearing with that, honestly? Like I'm trying to think.
Exactly. Like they are cute on their own as a thing, yeah, but then like, you start not to like, showing do the things feet. With it. Yeah.
Like, I keep seeing girls, like, they have their cutie headbands that match their capri workout sets, and it's really cute. So
okay, so next time you see
I feel
that,
like that's next.
Look and see what their shoes are wearing, what shoes they're
okay,
wearing.
Okay, yeah. What the I honestly, looks like. Okay, in the photos that I see on Instagram, like, they're not wearing shoes. I think they're barefoot. Right.
But I'm like, so, hello, Pilates. I know, we can't be barefoot.
Yeah, so I feel like, I feel like workout sets are going to start coming out with capri sets. Speaking of like capri sets, I'm starting to see a trend with swim. People are coming out with like swim shorts. Have you seen that? Like Frankie's Bikinis, they have really cute sets that are really dainty and cute, and they're swim shorts.
Okay, for me, love the idea. It sounds so cute, but are we not talking about the tan line? Like, what?
No, we're not talking about the tan line. Yeah. Like are they have not a concerned? Really cute, like, it's like ruffle. It's like a ruffle
no,
short.
I
it's
totally
like honestly
get it. I'm
really
trying
cute.
To
but yeah, I mean, personally, I didn't even think about that because I am not tanning ever. Like, I'm never tanning. I always have my sunscreen on. And maybe, like, that's the point. Like, wear your sunscreen and we're not tanning anymore.
Wait, I'm trying to find the Instagram account. What's the Instagram?
Why am I? Isn't it just Frankie's Bikini? Wait, Frank. Is it Frank? Okay, yeah, Frankie's Bikinis. I'm gonna show
Why
you
is
on
it
the
not coming up for me.
Maybe they blocked you.
Am I blocked?
Could is you it imagine? Actually not?
Can you send
That's
it
funny.
To me? Oh wait, I found it wait. Finally. No, this is what is wrong with Instagram right now. Truly, the like, SEO. How am I searching Frankie's Bikinis and it's not coming up? Like,
yeah,
that is crazy.
Weird.
Okay, I found it. I'm not blocked.
Okay, good. Okay, wait.
Oh my god, wait. This is okay. Side note, this ruffly one. Oh my gosh.
Okay, yeah.
It's
cute.
So cute.
Cute. I think that's the one they have. We're like fully just shopping on the pod. I'm trying to find what I was talking about. Oh,
like,
here's like a little capri set.
Ruffle thing? Oh.
No. Okay, that
wait,
is cute.
Hers are bell bottoms. Those are like bell bottoms.
Oh, yeah,
capris.
You're right.
Like, I don't know about
they're calling
that.
It capri. Where are the swim shorts I was just freaking looking at? Maybe it's not in
like
this
a
section.
Skirt?
No,
like
it's like literally a full. No. Okay. Okay, here I found it. That's the short.
Oh, so full on shorts.
Full
what?
On. It's giving spandex shorts.
It's
but I've
giving...
seen it with them.
But then,
and then
like,
I saw...
what? Is that giving diaper? Like, what?
It's giving micro shorts. That's what it is. I feel like.
But as a, but like swim. So
but
you
as
actually
swim.
Go swimming in
yes.
it.
Yes. Okay.
But that's
honestly,
just the, for people like me, sets. Like I pick up a tan really easily. So I have to be so careful
oh, yeah,
with what I wear because that'll be my tan.
True. Like I don't
and
tan
I'm,
at all.
Here's I guess I just one. Have to wait for my base tan to come through.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I would actually
like,
get a tan like that,
idea.
And then I would be
it's
so
giving
unhappy.
Micro shorts, like they're taking the micro shorts trend on to swim, and they're taking capris on to activewear. The girlies are getting creative, so I feel like we'll see.
I don't know how I feel about them as swim shorts, because Like, no one talks about the tan lines, and I'm just need someone to mention it or show me their tan line.
Yeah, like for me, that wouldn't. I'm just wearing sunscreen, so I'm like not tanning. But yeah, I don't know. That's something you'd have to pay attention to.
Okay, I'm gonna. I feel like people just wear it and like look cute, but they don't actually go out in the sun and actually go the ocean swimming or go to the pool and lay out with their
micro shorts. I feel like you cannot lay out in that.
Like they have the little tiny bikini underneath the shorts and then they take the shorts off to get their tan.
Probably. Okay. They're always selling the shorts, but also. But I just feel like you would be able to see the bottoms if you wore it under the shorts, because the shorts are giving micro tight. So I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see if that catches. Kind of cute. I've seen some cute ones. I've seen some like ruffle ones, and I think that's like a cute little spin. But we'll see.
Cute. Love that. Okay. And then another thing is just more slim jeans, basically. So we were talking about the ultra loose earlier, but I feel like I've also started
still low rise, like,
but not skinny. So not all the way tight on your ankle. So more of, I think it's more of a straight cut, like a straight ankle cut, maybe is what they're called, where they're definitely tighter.
Yeah, I feel like Alex Earl wore this.
Not skinny. Well, she did skinny jeans. Like, she was trying to bring, like, skinny back. Yeah.
And, like, Ashton Earl is wearing a lot of boot cut. And, like, now people are like, but, like, people have been saying boot cut's going to come back. Like,
yeah.
It's honestly giving chic. Like, it's cute the way I'm seeing it. But also, like, the girls who are wearing it, like, that I've seen, like, the legs are giving supermodels. So, yeah.
Long model legs.
Yeah. But, like, it is chic and it's cute.
So I feel like we literally listed every kind of jean cut. So it doesn't matter what kind of jeans you like.
Yeah.
You just wear them and they're chic.
Mm-hmm. True.
I guess it just depends what you're styling, what the vibe is. Because it's, like, the low rise is in, the baggy, the straight, the skinny.
Yeah.
Just trying to make them all happen. And then the last thing is bowling bags.
Okay,
I've definitely seen so many brands
so
name
many.
Their bag like a bowling bag.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I saw it on Cezanne. Like a very unexpected place that you would see a bowling bag.
Would not expect that. No, I feel like Miu Miu absolutely started this trend.
For sure, yes.
And I did not know what it was called until I forget where I saw it. Maybe it was Miu Miu calling it bowling bags. I don't know who started calling it bowling bags, but it's like not even like that bowling bag style, like only their Miu Miu. Like there's so many different kinds of like, how would you even describe it? It's like chunkier, kind of bigger, and like slouchy, I would say, kind of. There's like different types. There's I've come across so many different types.
There's also like the longer kind of strap.
Yeah, the long strap I feel like is so trendy right now. There's so many brands coming out with their own versions of this. I've seen so many on Acne Studios. I'm about to pull the trigger on one, but I didn't realize how expensive Acne was.
Oh yeah.
But oh my god, they're so cute. The one on Acne I really want is reminding me of like the OG Balenciaga bag that everyone was obsessed with. But and I've been waiting for this moment to come back. I'm like, can someone create the vibe of the, what was it called? Le Cougal or whatever.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how to say it. Hopefully you guys know what I'm talking about. Le Cougal. Don't know. I'm like, can someone recreate this that's not Balenciaga? And I feel like we're getting there. And so I'm trying to get that bag again because I loved that bag so much.
Yeah.
And I feel like this
is... I was never into that, but yeah. Wait, did you own one?
No, I luckily was renting it.
Yeah, you borrowed it.
I was loaning it. And I feel like this trend also goes into the whole 90s revival, 90s vibe that's always kind of trending. But yeah, I'm seeing these everywhere. All the brands are coming out with their own versions of it. The Miu Miu one is so cute. I love the charms that people are putting on them too. I feel like these bags are really cute with the charms. And yeah, I love this trend.
Love that. I don't know for you, but I can't see what time we're at for how long the podcast is.
Oh, yeah. We're at 58.
Okay. How many?
58.
Oh my gosh. Okay, great. I was like, I'm going blind here. I have no idea where we're at. Could have been 20 minutes. Could have been an hour, 15 minutes. I don't know. But... Okay, cool. Well, that's good. Good timing. Yeah. Okay. So basically, that I feel like is a pretty good summary of the trends that we're currently seeing right now. What a lot of, if you do research, what is going to come up, what a lot of brands are talking about, articles, anything.
What you can like pick up.
Trend predictors. Yeah. I feel like for me too, personally, when it comes to trends and things like this, like I don't necessarily go out of my way to be like, okay, these are all the trends. I need to go buy all these things to do these trends when they're coming up. It's more of like, okay, which ones do I like? What do I already have in my closet? Yeah. What's doable? Like which ones excite me? Which ones are kind of just like definitely not me that I'm not obviously going to force, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's just a reminder that just because something is trending doesn't mean that you have to do it or you have to like it or you have to style it. Like, I feel like it's just really good inspiration on what you can do if you want to get really creative and explore different styles, or if you just want to keep your style and then incorporate these trends in. I feel like it's really easy to do that too, easy and fun. And if you're feeling like you're in a creative rut or you don't really have inspiration, now we're kind of at that point where we're about to switch seasons. So I feel like now's a really good time to start exploring, start going through your closet, maybe do a closet clean out, get rid of winter clothes maybe you didn't wear, things that you don't really like anymore. And then that way it makes room so you can see what you have for spring, maybe some pieces that you want to buy to add into your wardrobe. I feel like now's a really good time to dive into that. But
yeah,
I feel like I'm at that point where I'm like excited to go through my closet of what I currently have. And I'm like, oh, well, I already have this, or, oh, I have that. Oh, I can use that. You know what I mean? Instead of, I feel like a couple of years ago, my first thought would be, oh my gosh, I need to go buy all these things now, or I need to buy this, I need to buy that.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, let's go explore my own closet and see what's hiding in there.
Exactly.
So yeah, those are spring trends that are upcoming. We didn't write down listener of the week, but I was just gonna say we could do Erin Fader. She's not listener of the week, but just shout out to her as a queen and as a small business. I feel like we've shouted her out before, but you guys know we love her jewelry. I love her style. She has the Paris earrings is what they're called, and they look like croissants, and they are truly
so
cute. I think
cute.
My favorite pair of earrings right now. They're kind of just like my go-to. But yeah, she's a small business, and I feel like her designs are very unique, and I feel like she's really good at staying true to herself and not just copying trends and producing jewelry that's going viral and whatnot. And yeah, so shout out to our queen, Erin Fader. And all her stuff. Also, she has really good pearl jewelry too. If you're looking to invest in some good pearl jewelry, all my wedding jewelry, the pearls were from her. And I feel like they were so pretty.
So, yeah, so stunning.
Yeah. I feel like anything else before we wrap up this episode?
I don't think so. I feel like what we said earlier, just doing this ahead of time is more likely for you to see really good results with engagement potentially. So try it out, get ahead.
Yes.
And have fun. Have fun with it.
And also I feel like we really, really want to do more influence community meetups and events, smaller events for you guys. So stay tuned. We're going to start planning some things, see what we can whip up. But yeah, we're really excited for that. So hope you guys had a fun Valentine's Day season. I feel like that's what it is, but now it's wrapping up and I feel like literally the next thing is spring. So if you're wanting to plan, that's kind of the next step. So hopefully this episode helped give some inspo, some ideas of just what's upcoming trends with the new season coming in. So hope you guys have an amazing week this week and we will chat in our next episode. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.